Good evening. My name is Phil, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. And, well, in this case as well, thinking ahead to the November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and state and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 15th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
Everybody in our family will go to vote. I think that we hope Mrs. Kamala Harris will be the next president of the United States. We need decency in our government.
Okay, and with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party?
I'm independent. The
Thank
family
you.
Also, almost we are independent. We have about 35 votes in our family.
Okay, thank you. And what is your main racial background? White, Anglo, Hispanic, African-American, Black, or Asian, Asian-American?
I'm a mixture. My mother, my grandfather's mother's side was German. My mother was Chilean. I consider myself white because my last name is Spaniards. Spaniards are German, so...
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. And what is your age? Between 18 to 35, between 36 to 45, between 46 to 55, between 56 to 65, over 65.
I will be 84 next January.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
Miami is a melting pot, but it's a lot of corruption in the city, you know, in the, so, I'm living here for 52 years.
So, would you tell that things in Miami are going on the right direction or on the wrong track? Which of those options would you consider, is it going on the right direction or on the wrong track?
No, not really. It's difficult to answer because that depends. That depends of many people. So,
okay. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? First one is flood and sea level rise and environmental resiliency, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, corruption in city government, growth and overdevelopment, affordable housing, or property insurance costs?
I can't blame the government, you know, the President of the United States. Since this country, it had government, I blame the Republicans for all the problems that we have in Miami. They are very opportunistic people and corrupt people, the politicians, the Republican politicians.
Okay, and from all this list that I read to you, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family from these options that I read to you?
No, they don't. They benefit the people that they are Republican, because recently my next door house was in my neighborhood. The city of Miami bought the neighborhood 75% of the property. They built a park, you know, for I don't know, for people that they have dog and cat, they can go recreational park. But two spaces we didn't sell our house, because you know the price wasn't right for me, and two houses were demolished, and then the city built two houses for people of low resources. And it happened that already one of the houses was assigned to a family that they had connection with the government. In any instance, the guy who was assigned the property is in low income. By the contrary, he's a contractor. He have a backhoe machine that works for the city in the contract. So it's corruption, you know, and I'm very upset. Because I met the guy.
Okay.
The guy, the house is the building already. They will finish, I think,
okay,
in October, November.
Okay,
it's
I do understand. Okay, well, sir, I really do appreciate your time, and have a wonderful day. Thank you for answering. Bye for now.